close your outer eyes if you haven't already. And let's refresh our experience of God, our real experiences, our experiences of the Spirit of God as love. Every time we love, we express God. Every time we feel love, we embody love, God. So let's think about all the times we've embodied God. For some of you in this room, all you have to do is reach out and touch the hand of the person sitting next to you. For others, you reach back into the treasure trove of your memory. And spontaneously, you may see the face of someone you haven't seen for a while. Maybe it's a parent, a mom or dad, as you saw it as a child. A mom or dad whose face you haven't seen on this plane of existence for a while. Maybe it's that feeling you had when you held a newborn or saw a grandchild or made a connection with anyone. Maybe it's love you felt as a child when a puppy licked your face or a kitten curled up in your lap. Or a baby laughed. Or you looked into the eyes of your beloved for the first time. And you knew you would be looking into those eyes and feeling what you feel forever. Our experience of God's presence isn't remote. It isn't abstract. It is the most intimate and personal and real thing in our lives. All else pales before it. And we have the potential to every day in every way more and more fully and freely experience that love and all the other qualities that make up that being that we call God, whose essence is the very essence of goodness, whose spirit is the very spirit of love. And you do feel the love that you've felt so many times. You feel it welling up in your heart. And you feel in that love something that gives you faith, something that has made you strong, something that has given you courage. What you're feeling is the something we call God. The reality of God. Father, Mother God, Christ of our being, thank you for all the times and all the ways that you have expressed your spirit in and through us. And we've taken it for granted. Help us to appreciate your presence, your reality, the part you play in our lives today, tomorrow, and forever. In the name of Christ, we complete our prayer time by joining together and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,